All right. All righty, we'll call to order our Economic Development Committee meeting for May 2nd. First item is approval of minutes from April 4th.
Move for approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes. Okay. Three is public comments. Do we have anybody here for public comment? Do you get 2 minutes? No, I see no one. Okay. Item four is discussion regarding potential uses for Faison Road property. This is on the agenda again because we had this at our last council meeting, just to kind of feel what our other council members thought we should do with the property. I don't know if we've had anyone recently show any interest in the property. Nothing new has come up. So we just want to discuss maybe how we feel about what full council thought. I got from that, everybody had a different opinion. And so we're not in a place to make a decision. I think we need 5 to agree what to do with it before we can really move forward with making any kind of decision. But did you have any?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Is there, sometimes you don't know what you don't know, meaning we haven't really presented anything all the way. We haven't presented, like I discussed, having maybe a couple of plans drawn up and brought to us as far as economic development. I know Councilman Chapman has some ideas as well for the land. And is there not a way to put these ideas together in one proposal or one vision or a few visions of the property? In council, we discussed what they're doing at Europe, and could you maybe elaborate on that a little bit, Mr. DeMora?
Yes, sir. We can, please know, we can pull together, produce, create anything that you like. What we have distributed, created thanks to our engineers, is what the property could look like with strictly an economic development use, how it could be broken out. Of course, that would be refined over time based on the occupants and, you know, other things. We have not gone as far as to create one for each of the items listed above, well, in front of you, because really we wanted to see where council was in terms of coalescing around a particular item. So we're kind of on hold until y'all point the way.
Which is looking to be very difficult. What about different lease ideas? I mean, what is the land worth as far as leasing is concerned? I mean, there are, obviously there's council that have talked about recreation use as a lease. There's Economic Development Park as a land lease. What does the value of that look like is the question.
No. There's no way I could answer that, sir. Only to say that the value that we would likely receive in a lease is dependent upon the use, right? And I'm not trying to be evasive, but
right.
if you wish it to be a separate entity to create athletic fields, well, the lease will never catch what we spend for it. But if it's some other use that's more profitable, such as economic development entities, and that could catch what we paid for. So one thing that is an option is to, say, take the list that's on the board and to put out an RFQ to the public and allow them. So you're setting the parameters of what you would consider as a use, one of these things. And that would allow them to come back with a proposal for the property. And then they could work together on adding some of these together, having one, having multiple, and they can show us how they'd like to use it, and then you could consider that.
So that would be free of charge. They would come back with those proposals. You'd get 5 proposals back, let's say. And then we would, of course, if we could agree on those proposals, then obviously we would want to spend money on our own study to make sure that it was developed and the lease was done correctly, but only after we received actual proposals on that. I mean that was mentioned at council, and I'm for economic development out there. I think there's a lot going on out there. That's my opinion on that. Bless you.
Mr. Icofano, through you, Madam Chair, the only thing that would be missing in something like that is, and this is about what you mentioned, that's growing in interest here in the United States, is you have an entity that's created that has expertise in the production of land and how to utilize it. If they were directed, if the parameters that are on the board were given to them, that group of two, three, four people, they could perhaps better structure the RFQ in terms of what we're looking for, because they would have a better feel than we would hear on the government side of what was most profitable or not.
Mr. Chairman.
Madam Chairman, in all due respect, at our retreat, Mr. DeMora brought a couple of drawings that Mr. Mitchell from the Transportation and Services Group put together. Until we get a defined answer from council as a whole, anything further that we do muddies the water, so to speak. And it does that because if I was in the real estate business, which I'm not, I would want to know if I'm going through this trouble, just like our town staff, if I'm going through this trouble of putting together a plan, mailing it out, receiving information, then have the town shut the door in our face because there's no defined answer as to what the town wants to do other than leave it open. It doesn't make sense. We need to have a vote by all of council. And if five people say all we want is open space, that's it, then to send anything out to the public not only does not make sense, but it really makes it look like the town doesn't know what it's doing. And that's my thought. I was one of the three people who didn't vote for buying this property because we didn't have a definition of what we wanted. So, you know, one of three people, one of which is still on council, that says we need to know what we're doing before we buy it. That got defeated. So I know how that feels. So the point being, until we get a five vote decision from council to do anything further, I think is making us look like we don't know what we're doing on council.
Thank you.
So is the move that we ask council to you put it up for mixed use like this, where it fits a little bit of all this, or it just sits there forever, just sitting there? And I mean,
I think we take it, and I'm sorry I didn't get recognized, but my thought process is we put this on council agenda, throw this out there,
mixed use,
and say, is it a desire by a majority of council to go out for proposals to put this out on the street, or is the vote to just leave it like it is, open space, and wait and see what happens?
Go ahead.
So, you know, if you're looking for a motion, I'm happy to make a motion that we recommend to council to have a vote at the next meeting with this information to determine whether or not council has the appetite to go forward with anything other than open space and wetland preservation.
Meaning we're asking if they want any and all portions from this list on there, or a mixture of? I mean, I think we need
to make a decision.
Right.
Period. Make a decision. And without that, I think we're just, I'll leave that blank.
I have a question. On the mixture of uses, including space for activities for teenagers, are there already projects like that going on in that area? Maybe somebody in planning knows the answer to that, or no? We still don't have anything on the in the works in that regard. I didn't know if that could
have
like
we submitted. Has anything been submitted?
Nothing's been. I had heard talk, you know, and so I just wondered if that would sort of solve that problem if we've already got plans being submitted. Okay. Well, if are we ready to take this to full council, or we need to give it?
I just made a motion.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion carries. All right. Thank you. Now we can adjourn. Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on to